Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is bang that like button like it's Sydney Sweeney in a sundress, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number one, a survey says that half of those in Britain believe that women's equality has gone too far. The myth that every man is a villain and that every woman is virtuous means that they're now being discriminated against. I could have told you that 10 years ago, but they were too busy blaming men. The only reason this has now become an issue is because feminism is causing females many problems. Only when hurting men hurts women does it start to matter. Moving on, here's an actual image of a communist 1 week after her glorious revolution, wondering why there's nothing to eat. She's lucky the Haitians haven't broken the door down and are feasting on her flesh folds. But I think this is wrong, because the electricity would have failed a long time before the week was over. Not to mention the gas for heating, so she'd have to wear much more modest clothing. Number three, has Dr. Phil become anti-woke, based on the fact that he's saying that if Joe Biden has nothing to hide, then he should get a cognitive test. He lost his show in 2023, and now the filter is coming off. He probably wants to remain relevant. Biden barely knows where he is or what he's doing, and yet Dr. Phil probably sees that America is most likely to see the pendulum of politics swing right and become more conservative. Up next, remember guys, this is why you always take her swimming on a first date. She probably thinks that she's a 10, but all she is a fraud. If swimming becomes a popular first date, then expect women to start wearing waterproof makeup. She went from looking hot to looking like a nerdy teen guy in a wig. A woman like this will get smashed by Chan and wonder why he ghosts her after getting in the shower in the morning. He was interested until she came out of it looking like a total stranger. Number 5 is Cammy, a trans single mom, that says men can't have dad bods or a BMI over 22 if they want to date her. She's looking for a partner and daddy for both of them. You must vote blue and be a BLM and Rainbow People ally. I was considering her until I saw her teeth were as yellow as her hair. She also forgot to state that you must not brush your teeth on her ad. Her perfect match seems to be a twiggy soy boy. Moving on, after 50 years of feminism, the only way a woman can move out at that age of 20 on her own as if she hits it big with lonely fools. Either then or marries a 30 or 40 something year old successful dude. They are happy to objectify themselves, if it means independence with men's money. But this independence comes at a cost, because no decent man will want to wife them up later. Most women choose instant gratification. That kitchen in the background sure looks like the perfect place to break down and cry when no decent man asks her to make him a sandwich. Number 7, a top football league, aka soccer, faces being shut down after not allowing a boy to play in its matches. The 1990s film Ladybugs, where Matthew dresses up as Martha, was a joke. I never thought something like that would end up being serious. I say let the boys wipe the field with them and show them who's better at sports. Women voted for this now so they can enjoy it. Up next, the Muffington Post says that men are sentenced to longer prison terms than women are for the same crimes. You don't say. This paper was anti-male, so why are they changing their tune all of a sudden? Actually, it's an old article from 2012, from before they went woke. Men are the victims in this case, yet they still put a woman on the article cover behind bars suffering. The P-sleeve privilege card is very real. Number 9 is Maude Stevens Wagner, the first known female tattoo artist in America in 1907. Today, the average 304 has more ink than this. At least Maude's body art is cohesive and somewhat tasteful, unlike the terrible designs today. Maude was also a circus performer in the sideshow. Today, women like this are Chad's side chick. In the early 1900s, she was making a living as an acrobat, aerialist, and contortionist. She even got married and managed to have a family. Her husband looks pretty happy, though. She doesn't. She was probably an alpha widow created by the circus strongman. Moving on, the Washington Compost finally covers a fashion trend that all simps can get behind. Matching clothes for the whole family. That baby girl at the bottom of the picture is staring at her mother's gazungas, probably waiting for feeding time. This is definitely a huge fashion trend. The husband also looks like he has stretch marks around his mouth. Gee, I wonder why. But seriously, only a simp dresses up like this for his wife. At least the males are dressed in masculine colors. I'm sure that's still offensive to someone out there. Number 11, 43% of boys are raised by a single mother. 78% are educated by female teachers. 50% of boys have 100% feminine influence with no male role models. Masculinity becomes toxic when men have too much female influence, which creates chaos in our minds. As that line from Fight Club puts it perfectly, we're a generation of men raised by women. I wonder if another woman in your life is really the answer. That was 25 years ago, and would never be put into a film today. Up next, we have a girl complaining that her teacher accidentally called her by her popcorn name in class today. Middle school must be crazy these days. That nose ring also checks out. I hope her teacher got a happy ending after watching her do her online homework. Well, at least she knows who one of her fans is. This is pretty funny, but it's obviously an ad for Lonely Fools. What is her corn on the cob name? I need to know for research purposes. Number 13, Google's AI Gemini was released to create realistic images, right? Right. Like replacing Anakin in Padme with two black women. If you asked it to generate an image of a Caucasian, it wouldn't. Forget about artificial intelligence, how about artificial racism? Here's me realizing that based on this AI, the Terminators won't recognize white males. Actually knowing the programmers, it'll have the opposite effect. Skynet will be programmed by a skinny simp looking to create a simpicide. Moving on, the black pillars are right because a recent study says unattractive men are not viewed as dating material, no matter how great their personality is. But if you're ugly and rich, women will still find you economically attractive and worthy of a loving divorce. An attractive face is king, and that isn't anything new, just like water is wet. And if you're unattractive, she won't be. Number 15, Vogue is trying to make it hip and sporty for Ukrainian men to be fed to the meat grinder. Newsflash. The soldier in the front was probably on HRT in order to get out of military service by growing a rack. It didn't work, though. Here's Kesna, a platoon commander in one of the ground forces brigades. That general from Starship Troopers pretty much sums up my words. If he was in that platoon, oh God, we're going to die. Up next, a woman quits an office job to work at McDonald's and breaks down in tears after only one shift. She left a work-at-home job and regrets her decision instantly. I get the sneaky suspicion that she might have just done it for the TikTok views and clicks. Regardless, I see her tears and I'm loving it. Service industry jobs suck. Working from home is the closest to perfect as possible. I'm sure she'll try and get her old job back now. Number 17, we have a woman that divorced her dying husband because he was killing her vibe. No pun intended. With his wallowing in self-pity. Whatever happened to Till Death Do Us Part? Actually, it's more like she's not your girl, it's just your turn. I can imagine her girlfriends talking to her and telling her that she can do a lot better than him as he's dying. Remember that men are never loved unconditionally. And if a man loves a woman unconditionally, then he's a simp. Moving on, I can't find any flaws with the logic of this politician. That women live longer than men, because they don't have a wife. Unless maybe they're lesbians, which have a higher divorce and violence rate than any other type of couple. I wonder how they'll try and blame the female-on-female violence rates on men somehow. Men that accept that blame are nothing but simpanzees to me. Number 19, looks like they just sold out Japan. They're about to flood the country with Indians. The Japanese ambassador, Hiroshi Simpzuka, says that it's easy to get a Japanese visa with just a student card. Japanese young people are increasingly moving to Australia, so they have to find a way to fill the void. Tokyo needs more people pooping on its park benches, said no one ever. I can just see it now. Tokyo Drift Part 4, shifting gears and dodging polished turds. Moving on, the next time you're thinking of being romantic, surprise her with a sink full of dishes. Nothing says love like dishpan hands. Despite being hilarious, this should be pretty true. A woman should be happy doing the dishes and other types of housework for her man. Is it their natural duty? You decide. Number 21 is a woman that had her self-confidence destroyed because she was captured by terrorists, and they refused to take advantage of her down there. She felt left out and emotionally raped because they didn't rape her. Here's an interview where she actually cried about it. Her therapist recommended a nose job in a recovery process to help boost her self-esteem because Hamas refused to touch her. This is one of those rare situations where the community note makes things even worse. Up next, don't let Trump cheat on the next election. by demanding that voter ID and paper ballots be reinstated. A plan so bold that Democrats may actually be dumb enough to get behind it. Spread this out to all the Democrats you know so that they know. It also makes me wonder if we can still vote by text message. But I better watch out because memes like this might get me arrested under Biden's Department of Justice, even though I'm in another country. Number 23, a feminist to turn housewife, asks women to choose their husband. The red pillar that watches corn and makes over six figures, while being over 6 feet tall, or the chubby hard worker that doesn't coom and has an average salary. All women pick the guy on the left because he's over 6 feet tall and makes six figures. That guy's less than 1% of the population, all women want him. Wait a minute, they're the same guy. LOL. Moving on, we have a white Karen in China telling a Chinese bus driver to go back to China while they're in China. Looks like we've now seen a very new level of Amerimut unlocked. The translation here is that Karens are the center of their own universe. Women like her demand that you do everything they say even if it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter though, because to the Chinese men, she's a leftover woman, unmarried at the age of 25. Number 25 and the last one, to anger a man, all you need to do is tell a lie. And to anger a woman, all you need to do is tell the truth. We're in an age where being honest gets you hate, while dishonesty gets you respect. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then please donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.